Welcome to Unshakable, brought to you by St. James Methodist in Toccoa. Receive God's love, trust upon the Lord, grow unshakable for His glory.
How does Christ equip us to navigate difficult space, whether it's sorrow or the unknown? Hi, this is Pastor April, and we're going to look to God's Word today, of course, for strength and wisdom about this topic. We're going to look at three verses that have defined my life. When you look back over your life, I am sure that you will see them at God at work through the same ways in your life. But we start with Joshua 1. So Moses had passed and Joshua was now appointed. Can you imagine how intimidating that might have felt for Joshua? Listen to the word of God in Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God. My life has been not easy. There's been many times when I didn't know what was ahead, when I was sorrowful about a chapter ending or things changing. There was uncertainty. I only knew the step I was on and maybe the next step, half of the next step. That seems to be God's pattern with me. And He has taught me through the course of my life to appreciate being in that space where I've got to wholly rely on Him. I kind of get excited when I'm in that space now because I know God's got something great ahead of me. And I hear these words He spoke to Joshua when He's calling me to lead people into a relationship with Him, to lead people out of the places they've been into the place that He has for them, the place that He's promised them, the place that He's appointed for them. And that's not just because I'm a pastor. That's the call of every believer in Christ, to have that word on our lips for our friends and our neighbors and our family members, because you know what some of them do not know and you have what some of them are looking for. So this is the call for all of us, but it can be a little intimidating. But just as God was with Joshua as He led the people out of the wilderness into the promised land, He's with us too. We have that promise of Christ right before He ascended in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, at the end of chapter, at verse 20, where He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Now we're back to Joshua 1, 9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I also go to Jeremiah 29:11. This is a word that God spoke to those taken captive in Babylon. And sometimes in our life, and sometimes in your life, we've been taken captive. We have free will. We've exercised it to turn away from God at times. And circumstances aren't always under our control. But God is with us there as well. And even when those difficult spaces are surrounding us and we feel like we don't have the freedom to move in and out of them, we can know that God is present with us. He's given us that promise. Wherever that space is, we can know that He is with us. In fact, we can actually be excited about the space we're in because we can know that God has plans to give us a hope and a future, no matter what our current situation might look like and might be. This is the promise that God spoke to His people who had been taken captive in Babylon through the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29:11-14. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And when we seek Him with our whole heart, we will be found. He will be found by us. And He will bring us back from captivity, whatever it is that has held us captive." And it is important for us, as we hear these promises of God, to think of this life with eternity in mind. So there's this part of life, the human existence on this earth, or as Ecclesiastes says, this life under the sun. And then there's eternity. This part of life is just a very small piece of our lives. We've got to remember to think of eternity as well. Live this part of life with eternity in mind so that we understand God's promises and can count on them. And we know that He does have plans to prosper us and not harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future, that He will be with us wherever we go, and we don't need to be afraid. And there are things in this life that can physically harm us, but when we remember that our life also includes eternity, and we are in Christ, we've received His forgiveness that He offers us through His life, death, and resurrection here on earth, we receive that forgiveness and we're made right with God, then nothing on this earth can harm our eternal safety, our eternal security, our purpose in Christ. This is good news. These verses are something to hold on to, something for you to share, something for you to go to. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you will go." Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Also, Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." This Paul wrote to the church in Rome, to help us understand the big picture. And this Romans 8:28 is not about an easy life where you got everything you wanted. That's not the life we're promised in Christ. That doesn't bear witness with anyone's life in the scripture. But it's a promise that whatever God allows into your space, He is using for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And that is a promise we can count on. And it's a promise we can look for. So when we're in a difficult space, when things aren't exactly as we wish they would be, this is a promise that allows us to say, oh God, I know you are using this to help me, because I love you, and others who love you. And you're helping us live out the purpose you have for us. What, through this situation, you're allowing to come into our space? What is the purpose that God has for us? You see it in Joshua 1:9. It's to lead others out of captivity through introducing them to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's already been at work teaching them and showing them they need a Savior and that Jesus Christ is that Savior. And when people were in relationship, see Christ in us, hear us speak the name of Christ, hear us share that Christ loves them, that Christ cares for them, that Christ has plans to prosper and help and give them a hope and a future, that he's forgiven them if they'll just receive it, they can be made right with God and live with the power of God in their life. As we share that, that is our purpose. It's this part of life is just to know Christ and decide, do we want to turn towards him and be close to God forever, or do we want to turn away from him and be separated from God forever? So this part of life is us making that choice. And then every day we're here after that, it's not just that, or the moment we accepted Christ, we'd be out of here. No, God leaves us so that every day after that, we can help somebody else make that choice. They have free will, but we have the privilege to be ambassadors for Christ, to beg people, to implore that those we love be reconciled to Christ, that they be reconciled to God through the grace of Christ, through receiving it for themselves and declaring him to be their Lord and their Savior. So we have this promise, and it is powerful, and it allows us to shift how we're looking at what's going on in our life, to have the God vision. How are you using this, Lord, for my good, to help me live out the purpose you have for me, to know you deeper and show you to others in a deeper way? And that's how we can actually do as Paul taught and be thankful and grateful for the trials that we're going through, because they are being used by God for his good purpose in our lives here. And remember, this isn't the end. Whatever we're going through is not the end. We will be with God in glory. We will be with him for all of eternity. And that's what we have to look forward to. This is such a powerful promise to know and to share. And it's because Jesus rose from the dead that all of these promises we know will be fulfilled. It's like that beautiful Gaither song that many of us know so well. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove that he lives. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow, even when it's not going to be perfect. Because he lives, all fear is gone. What do we have to fear when he's given us these promises, his presence with us? He's transforming everything he allows to touch our life to help us live out our purpose in this part of life. Because I know he holds the future, the song says. He has my future. I don't need to fear anything in this life. And life is worth the living just because he lives. The verses go on. And the last one says, and then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns. Praise God for his great promises. Know them, put them in your heart, and share them. Amen.
Discover genuine love and unshakable faith at St. James Methodist. Worship on Sundays at 11. Art therapy Mondays at 3. Learn to forgive Wednesdays at 10:30. Learn to study the Bible Wednesdays at noon. Celebrate recovery Fridays at 6. 900 Mize Road in Toccoa.